Our guest on our program today from the Boone County Chamber of Commerce, Mike Hammonds here. Good to have you back.
Good morning, Jim.
And we also have joining us Jennifer Hansen. Good to have you back.
Hi,
Jennifer.
Yes, thanks
she's
for
back
having
again.
Us.
So you got the levels up?
Here. I think so.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me do that. There.
Can you hear me now?
I was going for that one.
I gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So we're set. We're ready to go. Hey, thanks for coming back. Welcome to February.
Yeah, kind thanks for having us.
Doesn't seem like doesn't really seem like February.
It's
been pretty
down.
Warm, hasn't it?
Yeah, ice is starting to melt.
We make it. We have a lot of different things to talk about. The things that Chamber's been doing, and one of the things was you already actually started. We had talked a little bit last time about the connections. You've kind of redone it a little bit, but brought it back, your community connections or coffee connections? Or
yep, coffee and connections is something that we're doing every month on the first Tuesday of the month. And yeah, we had a really great time at Cobblestone Inn and Suites is where we're meeting now. And in fact, we just decided to change it a little bit. We're actually going to meet at 7:30 in the morning now going forward.
Okay.
And so that'll be a great opportunity to get in before work and make connections with folks that are other leaders in our community that maybe you wouldn't have previously met or have the opportunity to really get to know.
Sure.
And so, yeah, we're looking forward to that. And in fact, in March, we are looking forward to having Michaela Keynes with the Boone County Hospital as the new CEO. So she's our key connection and will give us a great, it'd be a great opportunity to learn more about her leadership and where she's taking the hospital going forward. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to having our members really there to get to know her and others in our community.
She's been awfully busy.
Yeah, she's connected with a lot of people and it's really nice to hear kind of what some of her plans are for the future of the hospital. So it'll be exciting to have her next month. It was also, it was just great to get folks together this last week. And we did a little bit of a fun activity to sort of facilitate some connections and have folks talk to people and kind of bust out of their shell a little bit and talk to folks they might not normally connect with.
Sure.
And did a little bit of, we called it business speed dating. It was
speed
a fun
networking.
Time to network and learn about a little bit what's going on in across the county and in each other's individual businesses. And so we'll look for other opportunities to kind of facilitate connection as well. So there'll be a good program each month.
Because we had talked about when it had started and you know, it had gradually just grown and gradually picked up. And I know, Jennifer, you'd said there were some great things happening that we're not going to reinvent the wheel, but we might fine tune it.
Well, these networking events are just a phenomenal opportunity for member businesses in chambers, across the country. And so you see these opportunities where, whether they're in the evening with, something like business after hours or in the morning with coffee, it's really just a great way to get to know those in your community. As I said, get to know and learn from business leaders that, whether they're in your industry or in another industry, there's so many things that can cross-reference into their lives that I think are really helpful. And of course, networking alone is something that if you as an individual are looking for a new opportunity, a new position, maybe, those are great ways to get referrals and just kind of grow your bubble of a network. And I do want to say thanks to Cobblestone for hosting us and the fabulous coffee and Dutch Oven Bakery for fabulous treats. Yeah. So there's a lot of fun bonuses along the way.
And this is members.
This is members only.
And if you happen to be a member and you got your email and said the Chamber Express, Jennifer's Express. Again, pictures right away at the top, and you can see, again, some of the people that were showing up for it and stuff like that. And again, then Michaela, going to be hosted and roasted next time.
It's going to be really neat to have her as part of the crowd. So like when Mike was talking about facilitating some of the exercises where, you're prompted with some questions and then you mix with one individual for a few minutes and then you move on to a different person for a few minutes. I mean, Michaela's going to be part of that group. And so she's going to be talking to folks maybe a little bit more, and you're going to learn just a little bit deeper into again, what's going on in
her.
And
her management philosophy.
Exactly. And her expertise. Yeah. So that's kind of the direction that we're taking these networking events is really there's two opportunities for major opportunities, I think, for chamber members who come. One is, of course, sharing expertise and happenings, what's going on in your business or what sort of things you can share that might be a greater benefit for the rest of the community. And the other is just to share tips and you know, maybe it's informal and we're facilitating a program to interact with people that's organized, but really it's a way to share knowledge, share experience and value. So I'll give you an example. We in the speed dating, it isn't just a, hey, we mix up, change partners and talk with one another. We have prompt questions. And one example we asked, you know, what's one thing that you would share with someone who's just starting out in your industry?
Oh,
and so for you, Jim, as a radio guy, that would be a really, you know, unique to what you do as a radio professional. But ultimately, someone working in a different field can glean something from that. And so our opportunity here is to, again, both provide an opportunity for experts and people to provide an update, but also share some of those tips and tricks and ways to help grow your business and have best practice and so forth. So we're looking forward to that growing.
March 7th, the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe
come on down.
Yeah,
you're a chamber member.
And you keep going back to Cobblestone for this?
Yes. Okay. Right. We'll be there in the morning.
All right.
Yeah.
So good. And again, you making use of your members, and again, the members stepping up and helping to make this a possibility. That's pretty good.
So. Well, yeah, they have lots.
We've got a win-win going here.
That's what we're always looking for, sir.
That too. Well, again, you had talked about getting that restarted. We got that going. What else has been going on that you've been working on?
Well, it has been a busy season, especially for membership. So we're in renewal season. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of renewals coming in. We're really excited. We've had a few different members that have decided to up their contributions. We're really excited about just getting our membership built back up. And so we're thankful for everyone renewing. Chamber members, if you haven't renewed, please send in your support, and we'll get the word out. For those folks who followed us on Facebook, you'd see we've got a lot of action there, and we're celebrating the longevity of some of our members
history.
Yeah. And so it's been exciting to see those roll in, and the interaction of the community and the support for businesses who are supporting our business community.
I was going to say that. That you've had like a members Facebook page, strictly a members Facebook page, and again, a lot of people from out in the public would go, well, how do they? I mean, you're working on providing that service for the group, the people that are members. You're trying to give them the benefits.
That's right. And so we do have both our public page, and that's where you know, we share events, we share happenings, we try to get the word out about all the great things our chamber members are doing. And then we do also have a private Facebook group for chamber members, and that's really built as an opportunity for our members to engage with one another, to share. You know, if you're a chamber member, you can pop on. You know, just as an example, the movie theater puts on what movies are coming up, or if you got a sale, or if there's a resource you came across that would be helpful for other businesses. That's that engagement opportunity. So certainly do invite folks from the public who aren't chamber members to engage in with our public page and find out what's going on, or keep up to date there. We also, just as a dovetail, of course, our community calendar, some of the things that we are posting on there are from that. And that's an opportunity for folks to see what's going on. And so if not on Facebook, do go onto our website, BoonCountyChamber.com. And especially folks who aren't chamber members but still want to connect to our network, that's a great value to our community across the county. And so I do encourage your listeners, if you've got an event going on, even if you're not a chamber member, that's a way to both engage the broader public. We do have a lot of non-members, community members that log onto our website, but also get that word out. Most of our, many of our chamber members go and click through that calendar to see what's going on and where they might be able to engage with it. So it's been really great, that especially that community calendar has really blown up in the last few months, and credit to Jennifer's hard work on connecting all these pieces and communication.
That's the hard part, is getting
getting the word out.
Getting them all rounded up there.
Well, and it is such a resource that I mean, I personally, I've heard for years, I mean, how much we just need that, you know, with, and so I really do want to provide that for our community in, in general.
I was going to say, when we talk about members related, we are talking all members in the county, right?
That's right.
We encompass the county. So if you're a member in Madrid, member in Ogden,
that's exactly
be a
right.
part of helping to share and be a part of some of these events.
That's a great segue into our ambassador work.
Okay.
So our good cue there. We have we've been really excited about the engagement that we've seen from our ambassadors and from our member businesses who have invited us in to come see again what's going on, what's new. We've had some great visits with both our red coats, and our blue coats are starting to engage as well. Jennifer and I have both been over in Ogden in the last few weeks to get them excited. We saw a lot of those folks show up for the fairway ribbon cutting when that happened, and it really re-engaged a lot of folks to say, hey, we've got a good group of blue coats in Ogden. Let's get that program back up and running. We had some good activity a year or so ago, but it comes and goes.
Sure.
And as as we've become a team again, it's been nice to re-engage with those folks, and the response has been really amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's funny because they're, I'll say this as well, we're kind of cleaning the office, right? And you look at all of the history that is, you know, in these pictures and in these documents, and then being able to use that to now go back to those business owners and go, oh my gosh, you know, let's talk about what you've been doing, you know, since 2016 or when we were here last, and really then find out and really then be able to promote that. And so this is a great opportunity again to cross connect and allow those business leaders to, you know, to get to know fellow leaders in the community about what's going on in their business. But then something that we can then turn around and really just shout from the rooftops. And so it's a great opportunity again for me to get to, again, you know, get to know for my own purposes so I can talk to my circle of network. But then I really want to put that on blast and really make sure to tell our community what's going on in their own backyard.
Well, and it's also great. It's a great opportunity for member businesses who, especially as we've said, if something new is going on, or if you are a new business and you're a new member, schedule an ambassador visit with us. Get on the calendar, and I can tell you we are booked out a little bit now.
Yeah.
So reach out to us. Get on the calendar. One of the best advantages of this, and that's really the core of the chamber membership, is connecting with the business community and connecting with business leaders. And our ambassadors are a really core group of that. And so when we get an ambassador visit scheduled, these business leaders many of them are longstanding in the business community, can be both mentors and other connectors to the rest of the business community. It was a great example of this. We went to Sisters and Cheese in Madrid, most of our ambassadors were not aware of a really great local food business. And so Chelsea is on our board, a really great active community member in Madrid, and has amazing products. And so it was really great to engage with those guys. And you know, she passed out quite a few cards, and we got to sample some cheese boards. And so
people took some things home with them.
It's one of those. It's there, and I mean, they've worked very hard to create what they've got, and now other people need to know it's there.
As we know, especially in smaller communities where there's lots of opportunities to advertise, but the best advertisement is word of mouth and a positive reputation. And so if you can generate that positive reputation with other folks who are respected in the business community and already connected, that's a really great tool and for engagement. So encourage folks to get a hold of us and schedule that ambassador visit.
So renew your memberships, or if you haven't been a member, make contact and find out more about being a member.
That's
and
exactly
what
right.
are some of the perks of being a member?
Sure. So, you know, as we've mentioned, so as we built out this newsletter and getting more engagement with it, the more engagement we get, the more value that has, and we're seeing a lot of excitement around that. So that's one of the biggest benefits of being a chamber member, is connecting to our network and receiving that weekly newsletter talking about what's happening in the business community. And then, of course, on the other side of that newsletter is the opportunity to be able to advertise what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And so if you've got a sale coming up, or you've got an event, something you want to get out to those business leaders, again, that hits over 450 inboxes of folks who are of influence in the community. So that's a core benefit. We know that folks who are chamber members are invested in the community. It's a sign that you are committed to local business and growing our county. And so that's really that often. You know, folks are very interested in supporting local business and purchasing goods and services from local vendors. And so that is, it's a real mark that you're committed to the local economy and local business scene. So that's another big benefit, is being able to put that chamber member cling on your window or on your truck or what have you, and show that you're supporting local business, and you'll get more business out of that. So there's the advertising, there's the promotion, okay. And then a big part of it, as we talked about through our programs, is connection. There's lots of opportunities for networking. We're building out some of the professional development opportunities as well. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of value. You know, as you go up in your chamber membership, we've talked at length about how important it is that as folks continue to invest, that demonstrates further commitment to the business community, and the benefits reflect that. So we could go on and on about the benefits of chamber membership. So if you're really interested in it, please do reach out, 515-432-3342, or email us and get a hold of us.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jennifer, let's talk a little bit about the Express, because it does go to members. Comes email. It's digital, and they can
every week
pay attention to it if you haven't. You've added a lot of different things. You got a lot of profiles.
Well, right, and I think that those are resources that our members then can be able to engage with and then further use. And so, yep. For example, with our board members and with even our local representatives, we get to know a little bit more about them every week. We can put a spotlight on those that are serving in their capacity and in their roles. And, just in fact, a little bit more about Political Peak. It's a new resource that we've added to the newsletter. So it's what I call a static resource. It's there every week, but it's an opportunity with a lot of information. So let me kind of go through that a little bit. So I'd say, number one, there are links to each of our community's local representatives, meetings, and their agendas and minutes, for example. So we have the Board of Supervisors, Boone City Council, Madrid, Ogden, and Boxholm, et cetera. So there's opportunities to find out what's going on? What are the important topics that they're talking about? What are some of the decisions that have been made? What are some of the things that are coming up that maybe I want to engage with? And in fact, to that engagement piece, then there's information, again, with each of these communities, when and where those meetings are being held. So if you'd like to engage with a particular meeting, or if there's something you want to bring up, you know where to go and when and exactly then how to, in fact, get your information on that agenda. And so that is something that I would encourage everyone to check out, take a look at, and every once in a while, click into those, because you just never, sometimes those meetings can, sometimes they can be, as you know, Jim, sometimes they can be super long and boring, and sometimes they can be pretty important. Exciting stuff, right? They're important. And so as often as we can get ahead of some of those things that are going to be important to us as individuals or business members, just even leaders in the community in those circles, I think it's important to get involved in your local government.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest roles of the Chamber of Commerce as well, as we interface and try to provide information to businesses about what's happening in local government. And being that we are a countywide organization, we've really been proud of getting the word out about what's happening across the county. Members, check those out, find out kind of what's going on across the county and in each of those local government agencies.
I was going to say, here you just kind of serve it up to them. Most people, the regular public, a lot of times will have to keep track of what's available through the individual communities and stuff.
Depending on the community you're referring to, I actually had to make two or three phone calls to find out exactly what is, because it's not available on the World Wide Web. And so it still happens, right? Mm-hmm. But it's, especially in our smaller rural communities, it's really not something that is really, again, unless folks are really engaging with it.
They know about it in their community maybe, but that's about it.
Well, right. Or maybe, you know, and especially if you're new to that community or what have you, you might not. And if you're not engaged with it, it kind of falls to the wayside in terms of your priority.
All right. We do have a few other things that are going on, so I'll let you move on to another category here before we run out of too much time.
Well, big thing that people should save the date for, this isn't chamber members, this is community-wide.
This is everybody?
That's everybody. We've got our Ag Omelet Breakfast. We're doing omelets again, team. And so that's springtime. And so coming up on March 30th, save the date, get it out there. This supports FFA and 4-H scholarships. We'll be out at the Boone County Fairgrounds and we'll be serving up omelets. Yep. So please, get your tickets soon. Those will actually go on sale on the 15th. So next week, next Wednesday. And so those will be available for purchase. It's $10. In advance, and so get them soon, and then I think, what do they go up to?
13.
Yeah. So get them in advance, folks. Support the FFA and 4-H.
Well, it all goes to scholarships. So,
yes.
So all the proceeds do.
It's a great, and just a quick plug for the Facebook page, too. That is an event now on our Facebook page. So even today, you can get in on our Facebook page, say that you're going, and that you'll get then updates and things like that. So when those tickets do become available and the link to get them and all that kind of good stuff, it'll be all there.
And you will be out recruiting, I'm guessing.
You might see some things around.
Somebody come around.
You might hear about it. Hey, yeah.
Come on. We need cooks.
That's right. Yeah, we need some celebrity chefs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, some of them are really good at omelets.
Well, we're
just saying.
Little sneak peek here. Yeah. We're gonna do a little training.
Okay.
We are. We're gonna try. Yeah, I struggle. Well, speaking from personal experience here, I was a celebrity chef last spring, and those first couple omelets, forgive me, public, for those folks who were in my line had to forgive. I had more of a little farm mix.
More of a scramble.
A little scramble. Yeah. So we're gonna do some training.
But this is something, again, we get a lot of groups participating and supporting the effort. That's something. Ag committee of the chamber when it was there. I don't know. Do you still have an ag
committee? We don't have an ag committee. We just have a group of sponsors. So it's pork producers, farm
way
bureau.
Way back when.
Yep.
Well,
extension.
The youth and the families that are benefiting from this, this fundraiser, it's just a huge help to them. So for them to be able to then explore their passion, it's just a lot of fun to see. So I'm excited to see more people involved.
That one's going on. Okay.
It's coming up.
We
mentioned our Coffee and Connection thing. That'll be every month.
Yep.
We do have some exciting news.
Some exciting stuff coming up. I'll with Puffer Belly.
Jennifer shared
it. It's difficult for me to talk about Puffer Belly because I honestly don't know where to start. But I will say that one thing that we are going to be doing with coming up, that I'm making an announcement on Friday, in fact. So hear it here
you
first.
Are only 6 months away,
only, right? Don't get me started on that, Jim. So we're announcing our theme, and our theme actually kind of harkens into our band. So it's been over 10 years that Puffer Billy has had a national act, and so I'm looking forward to having a fantastic entertainment for our community. And so I'm actually not going to announce our band name, so I'm going to kind of prompt up. I'm going to tease it out a little bit. So I'm going to. I would love to hear via Facebook or on KWBG or I'd like
some
to hear some thoughts on what it could be. But we are talking a '90s band, and we are. They actually got their name from the MASH. So if anyone remembers MASH back in the day, where I know. So anyway, the series.
Mike's
I was not aware of this.
Yeah,
before we came on air today, Jim, I was not aware.
This is a fun fact. fun fact. Okay. So take a look, do some Google searches. But anyway, so throwbacks on the track is our theme. We love the 90s. It's going to be it's going to be a lot of fun to really hype
very
that
90s
up.
Theme.
Yeah, and wonderful. So yep, and our grand marshal. So if you want,
our grand marshal is going to be Eldon and Ann Hutchison.
Okay.
So we'll put out some more information about them and their contributions to the community. But we're excited. It's also, of course, on brand. They continue to be active community members, but especially those of us who grew up in Boone are remember the days of Hutch and
you guys
school.
Couldn't get away with anything.
Very 90s. Oh, we could not. I not many times, but
well,
I do remember
try.
My
you
one
didn't
time.
Try, but there might have been a few of.
Yeah, I had one talking to from Hutch back in the day.
And I will say,
look at me now. I'm the man I am today because of that guidance. So,
and just to refer back to Mike's youth. He did actually sing
one
of their songs.
Oh, is this another trivia fact?
Yeah, okay, this is a, yeah, fun fact. So, so when was that again? What year?
This would have been 2002. Yeah, 2000. I think 2002.
And swing choir.
In show choir. Yeah, swing choir.
Oh, another hint.
I sang one of their songs as my solo. So anybody.
So maybe next month we should have my.
If some VHS tape comes out of this thing, it's gonna be awkward.
There's
so.
Gonna be some people who know the answer.
There
to
you
this,
go.
So they
so
are.
Look at that.
Maybe.
Oh, so there's gonna be a lot more.
Here we go.
A lot more going on with that.
Yep.
One of the other things that'll be coming up, I know your Main Street group, you're working on getting things set up for the visit because the state folks from Main Street will be coming in.
They're coming in April.
And you're bringing in a lot of people to help.
Yeah, so in advance of that, we're organizing a meeting here coming up at the end of the month, and we're getting representatives from a bunch of different community organizations. Because we have so many people that are interested in downtown revitalization in Boone, we're trying to connect to folks who are connected to broader networks. So we're inviting folks from Kiwanis and folks from Rotary and folks from Optimists and the Republicans and the Democrats and any network of people. We're trying to get those folks all in a room and at least a representative from those in a room. And we have a number of Main Street executives and board members that are coming to visit Boone and will participate in a panel roundtable discussion day here. And that'll be here at the end of the month. So folks who are leaders of those organizations, you'll see an invite in your inbox here coming soon. But it'll be a great opportunity for those folks who are involved in Main Street communities and programs across the state to share what the power of this Main Street program is, what the program components are, and how it can be a really fantastic thing for Boone. And we'll continue to generate excitement and opportunities to get involved. And then, of course, the big call to action will be sign up and participate in that downtown assessment. Any good researcher or consultant knows, the report or the things that you can offer are only as good as the data that you get. And so with this, it's focus groups, it's interviews, it's getting perspectives of community members. And so the more that can participate in that, the better. So we're excited about that opportunity, and we hope that a lot of people engage with it. Mm-hmm. And then that assessment will happen in April. And then we'll get to work. So there's a lot of exciting things happening in Main Street as well. We're moving, Jim. We're moving.
If you're standing still, you're going backwards. Really.
That's how it feels.
The way it seems like because everybody else is moving too. So.
That's exactly right. So we're excited about all the things we got going on.
Okay. So let's quickly, once again, recap. First of all, membership. Again, if you haven't been a member, make contact. If you have been a member and haven't renewed, make contact.
That's right. Check out our Facebook page. Check out the community calendar. You know, if you check out that Facebook page and you see, hey, I know that person. They're in the chamber. Ask them about it. See, hey, why are you a part of the chamber? What's the deal with that? What's the value of that? And we're happy that they'll be able to share what the good things are going on. Sure. So engage with our community. Get involved. Join the chamber. Come to our community events coming up. First one coming up in March. Stay tuned for more exciting things with Probability Days.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to the solos.
Oh, yeah. Hey, no. Maybe I'll do karaoke. We're doing karaoke. Maybe I'll do my own throwback.
Which is another thing, I'm guessing. You're already looking people interested in volunteering, people interested in different activities, events.
Absolutely.
Make contact, because you want that back to the Art in the Park, too.
Right. And so, yep, Art in the Park is something I know we talked about last time, too. And that is going to be, we're bringing that back into the Puffer fold. I'm so excited to have that. But on Sunday. And so, yeah, we're rearranging the furniture a little bit with Puffer Billy. But we are really going to make a concerted and focused effort to really make it shine. So I'm excited about it.
Good. A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. We stay busy over there.
I know you do. I see you over there. I can look out my window and see that.
It's like, there they are.
Anyway, once again, we've been talking about the Boone County Chamber of Commerce today. Mike Hammond, Jennifer Hansen on our program. Thanks for joining us.